mercy, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Your mercy, my God.
Lord, we praise you.
Your mercy, my God.
Bless your name. Praise God. Praise God. It's another good morning that God has given us to praise his name, to worship him, and to hear and learn from him. And I pray that this will find you well, in good health, and that the Lord is fighting for us and is working, is helping us. And we've been learning various ways that God gives us to fight battles. And one thing that we were saying, in warfare, in spiritual warfare, we are in a war, whether we know it or we don't know it, whether we are ignorant of it or whether we choose to ignore it. There are no civilians in this warfare, in spiritual warfare. Everyone is a soldier and must be a soldier. And it's something that you have to be very sensitive about, because we are living in dangerous times. And in these times, if you are not sensitive to the will of God, things may happen around you that you are not ready for, or things will happen that if you had been alert, then the Lord would have protected you. So one of the things that we need to understand, or we need to be learning, is that it is important that we need to hear the voice of God. I think there is no soldier, or there is no army that goes for a war without a strategy. What do I mean by that? I think each time you are supposed to face something, or rather, if you're going into battle, the commanders will have to do their preliminary assessments. They will have to establish how many soldiers do they have. They need to count in terms of their armory, how many weapons do they have. And they also need to be aware of the enemy, aware of his tactics, aware of what he's done, and aware of the things that he holds dear, or the things that will make him be able to defeat them. So until one knows his enemy, then you will not be able to know how to fight effectively. Now think of it, when the Bible tells us that do not be ignorant of the devil's schemes. Why does it tell us not to be ignorant? It tells us not to be ignorant because the devil has schemes. And if we are ignorant of it, then when things happen to us, we will be blaming God, when in essence we should not be blaming God, but we should be fighting the battles that God has given us, and we should be knowing what to do. So for me, I believe one of the greatest strategies that God's give us is his voice, or rather, we need to develop the sensitivity to hear and to know God's voice, and to know it for whatever situation that comes our way. Now, someone will ask, can God speak? And I think you might have heard it in various circles where people argue, does God speak? How does his voice sound like? Does it sound like a man? Does it sound like a woman? Does it sound in what way? But a simple instruction that it is important to know is that God is spirit, and God communicates to our spirits. He is the father of all spirits. He is spirit. He's a spirit being, and he communicates to our spirits. So when we hear the voice of God, we can hear it in our spirits, and it is a spirit that is attuned to the voice of God, attuned to the instructions of God, a spirit that is obedient to God, that is in that place that we can hear God. Now, the reason why many people do not hear God is because they are not in the place, they are not in spirit, or rather, they are not in the place in spirit where they can be sensitive to hear the voice of God. Just think of Joshua. Joshua wants to conquer the city of Jericho, And as he is out, then the angel of the Lord stands before him. And the angel of the Lord, he asks, are you for us or against us? And he says, neither. But as commander of the Lord's armies, I have come. And he is told, this is what you must do. You must go around Jericho for 7 days with the whole army, silently, everyone marching, not a single sound. And after you have gone round on 6 days, and on the seventh day you shall go 7 times. And at the seventh time you're going to shout at the greatest voice, and the walls of Jericho will come down, and you shall go in and fight that battle. Now, Joshua was wondering, how will he conquer Jericho? Then the Lord sends him the strategy. Think of even Jacob. Jacob, when he was in the house of Laban, what happens is that he was being cheated. He was offered his wages, that these wages should only be, you know, be spotted animals. But you see, the Bible says he confesses that he had a dream in the night, where he saw that the animals, he saw that when they were mating, while looking at the poplar tree, then they became speckled, or they had spots. And so that, through that strategy, God showed him that if the animals, you can imagine plain animals, but as they mated looking at the poplar trees, and the poplar trees were spotted in nature. That means as they were looking at the spotted plants, they produced animals that, they reproduced animals that were spotted. So there was a strategy that was given to Jacob by God that enabled him to overcome the strategies that were placed against him by his uncle Laban. Now, if you think about Daniel, when Daniel decides to pray for 21 days, the Bible says that on the 21st, the angel Gabriel came to him in swift flight and said, now I have come to tell you what you must do. Remember, your answer was given to you from the moment you humbled yourself to pray. An answer was sent to you. Think of Jesus. Jesus, as he walked, he said that the words that I speak to you are the words that I hear from my Father. I only do what I see my Father does. Like, Jesus was very sensitive to only do and obey the voice of God, because by him hearing the voice of God, by him knowing the voice of God, then he was able to know and to do what he needed to do per time. So it is very important that as Christians, as New Testament believers, as those who want to walk in victory, we must be at the place where we hear the voice of God. Now, let us look at Isaiah 30, and this is why I had laid it up. It says, so the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. Just looking at that verse, you ask yourself, why do many people not hear the voice of God? Why are many people not receiving the help of God? It is because they are not patient enough to wait for the help of God. Or even they are not humble enough to recognize that they need the help from God. Think of it in Habakkuk. Habakkuk says that, I will stand at my watch and hear and wait to see, or wait to hear what the Lord will say to me. Now, if you desire to walk with God or to work with God, you need to be at a place where you are willing and patient enough to wait for the help of God. Many people move on their own accord. They move in their own effort. They move in their own thinking. They use their own assessment. They use their own metrics, their own calculations. They look at human beings. They look at their pocket. They look at their savings, and then think that this is a sign that, oh, this is where I'm supposed to go. But you see, anyone that wants to walk in perpetual victory, anyone that wants to conquer an army, anyone that wants to break down walls, must be sensitive to hear the right strategy that comes from God. Because not every situation is fought for in the same way. And the reason why many Christians are guessing is because we don't wait to hear from God. Or we think, oh, maybe if I sow this seed, oh, maybe if I fast for now, oh, maybe if I read this word, maybe if I confess this word, oh, maybe if I give my tithe and offering. So there are various things that you could do, but remember, we are not supposed to be like madmen running aimlessly, or like a boxer who is just punching the air. Our punches should land. Imagine if you are in a boxing ring, and all the time you're just throwing punches without targeted punches. By the time you are in the second or in the third round, you will be extremely tired, yet you're supposed to go for 12 rounds or for 10 rounds. Now, that tells you that you lacked the strategy to know, and you also exercised your efforts in the wrong place. Now, if you are to receive the victory from the Lord, you must learn to wait for his help. Blessed are those who wait for his help. And how does his help come from? His help comes from the revelation or from the hearing of his voice. Verse 19, it says, O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. He will be gracious if you ask for help. He will surely respond to the sound of your cries. The Lord gave you the adversity for food, or that is the bread of adversity, and suffering for you to drink. He will still be with you to teach you, and you will see your teacher with your own eyes. Verse 21, or even if you read in King James, it says, thy teachers will not be removed from you. Verse 21, your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. Then you will destroy all your silver idols and your precious gold images, and you will throw them out like filthy rags and say to them, good riddance. Verse 23, the Lord will bless you with rain at planting time. There will be wonderful harvests and plenty of pasture land for your livestock. I want you to, let's maybe just also pick it in King James and see how these few verses say. It says, for the people, verse 18, and the Lord, therefore, will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment, and blessed are all they that wait for him. Remember, we're speaking about waiting, hearing the right strategy, being at the place where you know exactly which side to punch and which punch to throw and which covenant to activate and what aspect to give. And it says that, and for the Lord, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be gracious unto thee at the voice of the cry. And when he shall hear it, he will answer thee. God will answer us. Verse 20. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand or to the left, you shall also defile the covering, shall defile also the covering of the graven images of silver and ornament of the molten images of gold, and thou shalt cast them away as menstrual's cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, get thee hence. And the Bible says, then he shall give you the rain of thy seed, and thou shalt sow the ground with all, and the bread of the increase, and it shall be fat and plenteous. And in that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. Yeah, so I want you to think of these verses that are saying, one, your teachers shall not be removed from you. When God wants to lead us, when God wants us to hear his voice, when God wants us to know him, he says, thy teachers shall not be removed from us. Who is thy teacher? Who are our teachers? Who is the teacher that God gives us that we may hear his voice? Remember, in the new covenant, it is the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. And we are given the word of God. We are given the sure prophetic word to guide us, to help us check the word of God, to help us check what we hear. And it says, thine eyes shall see thy teachers. You shall be able to see and know the Holy Spirit. The reason why many people don't know the voice of God is because they have not spent time with him. Anyone who spends time with God in worship, in praise, in reading the word of God, in waiting on God, in taking time in intercession, will always hear the voice of God. You will see and you will know your teachers. Your teachers will not be removed away from you. Remember, the Bible says, and afterwards I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. It shall not be like the covenant of below or before, but I will put my instructions deep within them. I will write my law in their hearts. Sensitivity to God's voice guarantees our victory. We don't have the energy to be boxing aimlessly in the air. We don't have the time. When the Bible tells us, redeem the time, for the days are evil, it is telling us, we are reminded that we are being warned that we don't have the time to use whatever strategy that we are looking for. No, but we need to be at the place where we are sensitive enough to hear the voice of God, to know the voice of God, and to be obedient to that voice of God. Because that voice of God is what gives us the direction to go. You shall see your teachers with your own eyes, and your own ears will hear him. You shall hear the Holy Spirit. You shall be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and you shall hear his word, thy word. You shall hear thy word behind you. You shall hear his voice. You shall hear the scriptures. One thing I love is whenever I'm facing a challenge or whenever something is bothering me, what God happens is that he just drops a verse in me. Either he drops a verse or he drops a song. And if I am, or he drops a feeling in my spirit that, no, at this time you need to go in this direction. Or at this time you need to stop. What you're saying is not right. Stop it. And I hear that. And I hear that sound within me. Or I hear that warning within me. And I know I need to stop. At this point, I need to stop. Or even at a point where you can be doing something and you know the Holy Spirit is happy. Why? Because you hear the burning in your heart. You hear his joy in your heart. You hear his confirmation that what you're saying is right. This is exactly the word I had for you. The word I had for you in the moment. And that word is what sustains you in the challenge. What I challenge when it says that your own ears will hear him. You shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, go in it. The Bible tells us that he shall teach us the way that we should go. Not every way is your way. Not every door is your door. Not every direction is your direction. Some people, their directions are led by their stomach. Oh, because this offers greater, or this gives more money, then this must be the direction that I am supposed to go. But if you submit yourself to the leadership of God, if you submit yourself to the voice of God, if you submit yourself to a consistent place of prayer, a consistent place of sacrifice, a consistent place of knowing the voice of God and hearing the voice of God, a consistent place of fasting, a consistent place of giving, as you are moving along, God will speak to your ear. I was listening to one testimony of, I think it was Adeboye, Bishop Adeboye, and he was saying that he, when he was working on his PhD thesis for 18 months, he had been struggling to make sense of equations because he was doing a PhD in mathematics. Then one day, just God wakes him up and tells him, okay, all these papers that you have, arrange this one to the left and this one to the right. And then he saw something. He saw there was a unity in the left side. And he saw the ones on the right side had a certain characteristics. And the challenge that he was trying to solve was solved in a day, in that moment. I have also had those experiences. I remember a time when I was struggling. I was preparing for an interview and I just didn't know what to do. I just didn't know how to go about it. And then I started praying in tongues, praying in tongues, praying in tongues. And then I just heard the voice within me. Go to their website. Click here. Click here. Click here. Go next. Go next. And then I just landed on data. And when I found that data, I found the key that opened the door. It is unless you are sensitive to hear the voice of God. And that's what I was saying there. You have to be in the place. You have to come to the heavenly places where the voice of God is. But if you're drowning yourself with Facebook, you're drowning yourself with TikTok, you're drowning yourself with whatever music and anything, and your spirit is not in the place of consecration, in the place where you can hear God's voice, then all those voices will speak to you, and you will not be able to separate the voice of God. I want you to know that God has not left us alone. He has granted us His Spirit to never leave us or forsake us. As a Christian, my sheep, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. If you are a child of God, then you hear your Father. Your Father cannot speak to you unless you're His child. That's why the Bible says the Spirit bears witness with our spirits that we are children of God. If you are a child of God, then you know the way. You will speak from a place of knowing. The inner man in you knows the way. And all you just need to do is be sensitive. Consecrate yourself. Be in the place of prayer. Be in the place of study. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you're hearing the word of God, as you're being taught by the word of God, as you're hearing a sermon, whenever you're hearing from a man of God, then as he's speaking, there's another voice that is teaching you. There's a voice of instruction that is coming to you. There's something that you're being reminded, oh, I need to do this. Oh, I've not tackled this. Oh, I've not addressed this. Why? Because you are by the word of God. You have submitted yourself to the place of God, to the authority of God, to the voice of God. And that is when, and that is a place that God can speak to you. You want to overcome. The right strategy is to hear His voice. Thou shalt hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And one of my prayers is always, God, may I not lose your way. May I not fall in the wrong hands. May I not make the wrong decision. And I give you full authority, O God, to stop any door that is not I'm not supposed to walk into. To in the unlikeliest of ways, to block any door that is not the door that you want me to walk in. And to open the door that you want me to walk in widely. And on top of that, to also let me hear your voice clearly. Separate what is my inner voice and your voice, and to know without a shadow of doubt that this is the way you want me to walk. And God is not bothered even if you ask for confirmations. God is not bothered even if you ask for signs. God is not bothered even if you ask for him to send someone else to confirm his word. The more you wait, the more you want to hear, you shall hear the same thing. You shall hear the same thing. You shall hear his voice. You shall hear the same thing, that this is the way. And remember, it's not about what the majority want. It's not about the majority. God does not work in democracy. Democracy is a system of man. God's voice is an autocracy. It is his way. This is the way. Not these are the ways. This is the way. Walk in it. And then you shall take away idols. And the Bible says, then your land, your profit shall be plenteous. You shall have so much success. You shall be blessed in what you do. Why? Because you chose to be sensitive. You chose to wait for the voice of God. And then you asked for help. Remember, you asked, then you waited, then you saw your teacher, you saw the Holy Spirit, you were before his presence, you were in his presence, you saw him face to face, you ate the bread of his presence. And as you spent time with him in his presence, then you knew him. And then you heard his voice. And his voice is always very clear. It says, this is the way. Walk. This is the way. Hear his voice. You are his child. If you are his child, truly his child, then you will never struggle to hear the voice of God. And the voice of God can even speak in your thoughts. He can speak to your soul. He can speak to your spirit. All these are levels of communication that God speaks. I pray that God has blessed his word, and that even as you hear this, you know. The Bible says we have an unction from on high that we know all things. Right now, I know you know the voice of God. You know what you need to do. And if you're there and you've not given your life to Jesus, I want you to give you a chance that you may know him. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I come before you. I ask that you forgive my sins. I accept the sacrifice that you paid on the cross for my sins, and that you died and resurrected for my glory. And today, I become your child and you become my father. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you say this prayer, the Bible says, then you shall destroy your idols, take away everything that has been taking the place of God, and turn on into the new man. Turn on into the new way of life. And the fact that you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit inside you. And all you need to do is hear his voice. Ask for help. Wait for help. And then hear his voice. And beyond that, be obedient. Obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Many people want the voice of God, but they are not willing to obey him. Many people want God to tell them who to marry, but they've already chosen who they want to marry. Many people want to just do what they want. There are many disobedient people. After you have heard, obey. Shalom. I will stop there. With the grace of God, we shall meet again tomorrow. And God bless his reading and bless you. And welcome you to subscribe, share if this has blessed you. And as you subscribe, it helps the channel reach out to others. When you like, people are recommended. And the word of God, let the word of God get out there. God bless you and shalom. Bye.